takes to win.
He is the czar of the telestrator, Coach Mike Fratello. He's joining us right now, brought to us by Metro Lexus. Morning, Coach.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Doing great. If you look, I want you. I want to, yeah, exactly. Isn't that the case? I want to take you back to April 15th. That was the first game of the first round of the playoffs for the Cavaliers. Pacers beat us 98-80. That team that was on the court for the Cleveland Cavaliers is not the same team that's on the court right now.
No, the team that had entered that series against Indiana was a team that had very little preparation time as far as playing together, playing offensively as a unit, playing defensively as a unit. And if you remember, we talked about it on the show that Indiana might be like having the practices that we need. And I said, no disrespect to Indiana because they're a good team. But we hadn't had a chance since the acquisition of those players, and Love breaks his hand, and there was injury after injury, to put the pieces together, to be cohesive. And that Indiana series forced the team to come together and learn the hard way, almost getting eliminated by Indiana. But it was the best thing that could have happened at that time.
It's a great point, Mike. And LeBron, of course, made sure they were able to get through that as they struggled. Of course, George Hill missed some games. As you see this team now, Mike, as the way they seem to really be coming together, what strikes you the most about this group right now?
The defense, which was much maligned the entire season, is a completely different defense right now. So much easier to concentrate on one team night after night after night than having three, four, five different teams come in with a bunch of new people that aren't sure whether we're supposed to switch, whether they're supposed to double team. Now you have a chance to zero in on one team, and you saw what a defense can do to a player like DeMar DeRozan. When they concentrate on taking one player out of a game, DeMar DeRozan, who during the regular season, Mike, averaged 7 free throw attempts per game, but there were nights he had 10, 12, 14 free throw attempts. He averaged just over 2 free throw attempts per game in the series against the Cavaliers. Basically, they nullified him the last couple games. You didn't know about DeMar DeRozan being in the game.
And offensively, I thought last night, Mike, was probably their best movement of the ball as everybody got involved. This supporting cast has been maligned in a lot of ways in a lot of places, but it looked like that was the best team ball I've seen them offensively in this postseason.
Well, let's look at who the five starters were for the Cavaliers last night. J.R. Smith, LeBron James, Love from the championship team, Kyle Korver, who's been with him, okay, before this season, and George Hill, who had, what, 80-something playoff games going into this series. Veteran guys that understood. They wind up 29 assists last night, led by LeBron's 11. But they were happy. You could see them making the next pass, finding the open shooter. The starting unit, Mike, shot 37 of 54. Overall, this team shot 60% last night, 46% from the three-point line, and 80% from the foul line. That's pretty good when you can score 128 points and you weren't playing most of your starters for the majority of the fourth quarter.
And, Mike, they get a little break now as they await the winner of Boston-Philly. And the earliest that they would play again would be Sunday, should Boston win tomorrow or Friday. Let's just look right now at a matchup with the Celtics since they're in the driver's seat, and hypothetically with that, because who knows? Philly's got a lot of talent, and they were close in Boston. Many could say the series could be reversed there. But just say it would be Boston. What do you see as the big challenge for the Cavs to match up against the Celtics?
Well, the biggest thing Boston can do is they can match the team that Cleveland puts on the floor to start the game. What I mean by that is Boston could go big if they wanted to. Their normal starting unit was Baines at the 5 and Horford at the 4. And then whether you want to call Tatum the 3-man or Jaylen Brown the 3-man, it doesn't matter. But it's the 5 and 4 spot with Cleveland caused Toronto all the problems because Valanciunas couldn't chase Kevin Love around. Well, Boston has the flexibility, and they've done it over and over again, so it's not new to them. They play Horford at the 5 spot. Horford can guard Kevin Love, meaning he's mobile enough, agile enough to go out on the perimeter with Kevin Love, and then they play a smaller unit up front. Like we would move LeBron then to the 4 spot. They would have to move either Tatum or Jaylen Brown over to the 4 spot. And we know that they really like to play Marcus Smart as much as they can against LeBron James because he's tough, he's feisty, he's aggressive. He gives them problems when he's putting the ball on the floor because he's a smaller, compact guy with strength. So the Boston matchup, I'm concerned, might be easier than it was, let's say, for Toronto in this last series. That's not to say that Philadelphia with Embiid and the other young guys that they have around, like Saric stepped up last night for 25 points, that's not to say they wouldn't be a handful also.
We're going to be watching it very closely, Coach. We appreciate your time this morning. Mike Fratello brought to us by Metro Lexus. Have yourself a good morning, Coach.
Appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
News Radio, WTAM 1100.